The location of the planet known to the Sith as Kerseed had been expunged from Republic records in distant times, and for the past 600 years had been reserved for use as a place of spectacle. Masters and apprentices of the Bane lineage had visited with enough regularity that a cult had come into being in that part of the world based on the periodic return of the sky visitors. The Sith hadn't bothered to investigate what Kerseed's indigenous humanoids thought about the visits, whether in their belief systems the Sith were regarded as the equivalent of deities or demons, since it was unlikely that the primitives had yet so much as named their world. However, visiting as apprentice and, more often than not, as master, each Sith lord had remarked on the slow advancement of Kerseed's civilization, how on the early visits, the primitives had defended themselves with wooden war clubs and smooth rocks hurled from slings. 200 years later, many of the small settlements had grown to become cities or ceremonial centers built of hewn stone, with social classes of rulers and priests, merchants and warriors. Gradually the cities had become ringed with ranged weapons of a crude sort, and magical guardian symbols had been emblazoned on the sloping sides of defensive walls. At some point previous to Darth Tenebris's visit as an apprentice, replicas of the Sith ships had been constructed in the center of the arid plateau that served as a battleground, and enormous totemic figures, visible only from above, had been outlined by removing tens of thousands of fist-sized volcanic stones that covered the ground. On Plagueis's first visit, some 50 years earlier, the warriors he and Tenebris faced had been armed with longbows and metal-tipped lances. That the Sith had never demanded anything other than battle hadn't kept the primitives from attempting to adopt a policy of appeasement. Leaving at the ship's perpetual landing site, foodstuffs, sacrificial victims, and works of what they considered art, forged of materials they held precious or sacred. But the Sith had simply ignored the offerings, waiting instead on the stony plain for the primitives to deploy their warriors, as the primitives did now with Plagueis and Sidious waiting. Announcing their arrival with low runs over the city, they had set the ship down and waited for 6 days, while the mournful calls of breath-driven horns had disturbed the dry silences, and groups of primitives had flocked in to gather on the hillsides that overlooked the battleground. "Do you recall what Darth Bane said regarding the killing of innocents?" Plagueis had asked. "Our mission," Sidious paraphrased, "is not to bring death on all those unfit to live. All we do must serve our true purpose, the preservation of our order and the survival of the Sith. We must work to grow our power, and to accomplish that we will need to interact with individuals of many species across many worlds. Eventually, word of our existence will reach the ears of the Jedi." To refrain from senseless killing, they wielded force pikes rather than lightsabers, meter-long melee weapons used by the Ichani and carried by the Senate Guard. The pikes were equipped with stun module tips capable of delivering a shock that could overwhelm the nervous systems of most sentients without causing permanent damage. "The next few hours will test the limits of your agility, speed, and accuracy," Plagueis said, as several hundred of the biggest, bravest, and most skilled warriors, their bodies daubed in pigments derived from plants, clay, and soil, began to separate themselves from the crowds. "But this is more than some simple exercise in proficiency. It is a rite of passage for these beings, as they are assistants in our rise to ultimate power, and therefore servants of the dark side of the Force. Centuries from now, advanced by the Sith, they might confront us with projectile weapons or energy beams. But by then, we will have evolved as well, perhaps past the need for this rite, and we will come instead to honor rather than engage them in battle. Through power, we gain victory, and through victory, our chains are broken. But power is only a means to an end."